This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for much of the Front Range. CPR's John Daly.
The highs on both Monday and Tuesday in the mid to upper 90s. That's much higher than typical for the long-term temperature averages for June, which are about 90 degrees in downtown Denver and 82 degrees statewide. Denver is activating recreation centers as cooling centers Monday and Tuesday, says spokesperson Emily Williams.
The heat is dangerous, and we want people to be safe. It's important for people to take care of their health when it is so hot.
There's not much relief after dark. Overnight lows will be in the mid to upper 60s. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The city of Ouray has fired its police chief. CPR's Tom Hess reports Chief Jeff Wood had been on paid leave since January.
Jeffrey Wood was originally put on leave because of an investigation into an alleged sexual assault that took place in his home involving his stepson. Since then, Ouray city officials have investigated a handful of complaints that include mishandling of a case, unprofessional behavior, and a lewd sticker displayed on Wood's truck. Wood was officially terminated on Monday. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
Today is the last day to vote in Colorado's primary election. Four of Colorado's eight U.S. House seats have primaries for one or both parties. There's also a vacancy election in Congressional District 4 to choose someone to fill out the remainder of retired Representative Ken Buck's term. Voters can drop off their ballots or vote in person up to 7 p.m. And that's when we begin election night coverage as the earliest results start to come in. That the election night coverage starts tonight at 7. Again, it's going to be hot across Colorado. In Colorado Springs and Denver, highs close to 100 degrees this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.